I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers Doc Coulter. William B. Coulter, a family dentist and one of Kane's most active civic leaders of the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, almost didn't come to the hilltop. When he graduated from the Kornberg School of Dentistry at Temple University, Doc Coulter weighed his options carefully. Along with his best friend, Dr. Dick Myers, the two decided that a coin flip should determine who would set up shop in Kane and who would land in Port Allegheny. Let's just say that the Hilltop won the toss. According to their 1947 wedding announcement in the Sunbury Daily Item, William B. Coulter's long love affair with his bride Peg, a nurse, began in Japan, where the two were stationed during their military service. By the time the Coulters arrived in Kane in 1952, they were already world travelers. According to reports in the Kane Republican, Doc began stumping for the benefits of fluoridation almost immediately upon setting up his practice in the Cone Block. At the time, there was active debate across the country about imposing the common good of fluoridation at the cost of individual rights. After much political wrangling, and with the support of Burgess Edward McDermott, a local referendum finally passed by a wide margin in 1956, leading the way for the Kane Springwater Company to begin adding fluoride to the town's water supply. Standing about 6 feet tall, the lithely Doc had hands and fingers befitting a concert pianist. His face was kind and gentle, and his demeanor were reassuring to his patients, both young and old. In addition to providing essential family dentistry services for the community, Doc was a dedicated public servant, and together with Peg, the two were the embodiment of America's greatest generation. A longtime Rotarian, Doc was an active member of the Tabor Evangelical Lutheran Church. An advocate of the Kane Volunteer Fire Department, Doc was instrumental in raising funds for the town's fire hall. He also served various local boards, including the Kane Community Hospital, Chamber of Commerce, First Federal Savings and Loan, the Community Chest, and the McKean County Housing Authority. As a member of the Borough Council, Coulter personally identified Kane's darkest streets and neighborhoods and saw to it that lighting was improved whenever possible. Proving that no accumulation of his good deeds should go unpunished, Coulter drew fire in 1967 when the borough reserved a nest egg to help pay for future costs. Rather than planning and prioritizing next year's projects, his critics wanted to spend today's dollars today. Peg, too, served the town in many ways, working with Mayor Harry Schreiber in the early 1960s on the Bouquets for Harry ragweed pull effort that eradicated thousands of pounds of the noxious plant each year. Her work with the Chamber of Commerce in developing the community scrapbook also helped promote the quality of life and the many business opportunities in Kane during the booming 1960s. The Doc, like many dentists of his day, dabbled in hypnosis as an alternative to Novocaine, or nitrous oxide, for blocking pain. According to family lore, Peg was scheduled for surgery at the Kane Community Hospital, and Doc hypnotized her, telling her that she would feel good afterwards and that she would like the food. When the dietitian came in to see her after her procedure and asked how she liked her dinner, she said, "It was great." When word got out about Doc's hypnotic powers, a local teacher asked him to hypnotize her in order to play the piano better. He said, "Janet, you need to practice." The Doc used to say he was a distant cousin of Jimmy Stewart's. And one can certainly hear Stewart himself delivering that line. For what it's worth, there is a Coulter Avenue in Indiana, PA, which is Stewart's hometown. Doc never officially retired from dentistry because after he closed his practice in Kane in 1988, he and Peg joined Rotary International Volunteers in Service, where they served indigent refugees in Vietnam, Hong Kong, and the Philippines. The two also worked in clinics in Kenya, Brazil, Guatemala, and Mexico before Doc passed away at the age of 77 in 2002. Fittingly, Peg Coulter, now 95, lives in the Lutheran home where she has served countless hours tending to friends and neighbors. Thank goodness Kane won that historic coin flip that brought the Coulter family to Kane. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.